Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
In this year's federal budget, the Treasurer announced plans for just over $63 billion in savings, with much of that coming from scaling back access to the National Disability Insurance Scheme.
A big part of our savings package will restore the NDIS to its original intent and secure its future so it grows in a sustainable way in line with programs like Medicare. This difficult but necessary reform will save $37.8 billion over the forward estimates.
Tensions remain as the details of the foundational supports some participants will be moved to are worked out, including who pays for what. The Prime Minister has previously said a public safety net will be ready in time to catch an estimated 160,000 Australians who will be kicked off the multi-billion dollar scheme. But Premier Chris Minns maintains the New South Wales public health system will not be able to provide a like-for-like level of care.
I understand the reason for reform from the federal government, and I'm not like some other state leaders hammering them for making the changes. I understand that it needs to be as best as possible an affordable program, but we've also got to be honest with people. If they're not going to be provided with NDIS support, we can't provide equivalent care in the state system.
Meanwhile, disability groups remain worried about access to the scheme for those who still need it. Acting Chief Executive of People with Disability Australia, Megan Spindler-Smith, has previously said the community remains wary of the reform process.
Because it is extremely important that we are not forgotten in these changes, especially when we are being let down at this time.
A new survey conducted by MS Australia has found only 68% of more than 900 respondents have access to the NDIS. Multiple sclerosis is a neurological disability where the body's immune system attacks cells in the brain. Chief Executive of MS Australia, Rowan Greenland, says some staff and assessors from the scheme misunderstand the condition and what support those with the condition actually require.
Well, we're seeing inconsistency in the approaches to people living with MS. Often people are even asked, you know, have you still got MS? We've had people say that, and it's not a curable disease. It's a disease that progressively gets worse over time. And so we're finding that understanding amongst the NDIS staff and assessors is just not practical in getting good plans to help people with multiple sclerosis.
Rowan Greenland says there are hopes the NDIS can still be accessible.
And we're very keen to work with government. I think the minister has very good intentions, and we know there's a lot of cost pressures on the NDIS, but we really hope that we will work together to get some arrangements in place that can not only achieve sustainability, but actually make it a better NDIS for people living with MS and other similar neurological conditions.
Karen Thomas, SBS News.
Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.